Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Connected to CNN Network. Good morning. 0100 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Charlie Papa Tango. Are you listening?
You're connected to CNN Network.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Charlie Papa Tango. Anyone listening? This is KCHCPT. Anyone listening?
Good morning. 0200 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Connected to CNN Network. Good morning. 0500 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. You're connected to CNN Network. Good morning. 0600 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees.
WAWWP.
Currently connected to CNN Network. Good morning. 0700 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Connected to CMN Network.
This is K0 ACP monitoring.
You're connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 0800 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees.
Bravo. Jesus.
Connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 0900 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Charlie Papa Tango. And one Pacific. This is Kilo Charlie 8, Charlie Papa Tango. Anybody anyone listening? Okay, so you see if you can clear.
You're connected to CMN Network. Good morning, 1000 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Charlie Papa Tango. Anyone listening?
You're connected to CMN Network.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Charlie Papa Tango. Is anyone listening?
Kilo Charlie 8, Charlie Papa Tango. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Papa Zulu. How are you doing today?
Doing good, thank you. Good morning to you. And the name here is Don, Delta Oscar in November, over here in Detroit, Michigan, Clinton Township, Michigan, is where I live. What's your pure taste, by the way? This is KCPC. Over.
Yeah, the name here is Cliff, Charlie Lima, India, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, and I live in Clinton Township, too, around about 16 graduate area.
He's just next door neighbor then. Yeah, I'm over here in 14 Gratiot, where I live. Good to hear you on the band there, and the Mecca band. It's a good band because, you get clarity from other people, and it's a good repeater because it goes different locations that you can make contact with. So it's always nice to get connection with different people that on different locations of where they at in the QTH there. Anyways, I'm going to hear an ICOM 12, well, it's an ICOM 2100. Let's try and look, see. And usually J. Cole wire, well, actually it's a J. Cole antenna. And it's pretty good, J-Pole. It does pretty well for me, anyways.
Well, you definitely sound good talking on all of that. You got full quieting going on. I don't hear any background noise or anything like that. So it sounds like a nice little setup you got there.
You sound pretty good yourself. And it's always good to hear that's very clearing. And what I like about you. I talk on this repeater, and it's a nice repeater, it really is. I'm impressed with how well it works. Anyways, I just heard a few people, I made one contact at HF on 20 meters, and made contact there. Here are some other bands opening on 17 meters, 15 meters open, 12 meters open too, by the way. KCCPT.
Yeah, I don't get down below 6 meters too often, mainly because I don't have the gear for it or anything like that. You know, equipment's expensive. But yeah, I go 6 meter and up, and still manage to score some good stuff here on the 2 meter band. Occasionally making contact from 40, 50 away, just because everything was just right. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I have a 6 meter radio, but I don't have it connected into the apartment because I'm sure they have restrictions about that, and I want to make any complications. Other neighbors hear noise and hear my voice through the phone or through their stereo, and that's the one thing 6 meter is good about doing that, because that's why I don't want to hook it up, because I'm live in an apartment. If I live in a house, it'd be a different situation, but being an apartment, you got limitations about that. So I prevent it from not hook up anything until into a 6 meter, because they might complain about they know it's coming from here. They know they will complain to the landlord about it. So I got my limitations about living in an apartment. And well, very good. And I use the, it's the Osmo transceiver 6 meter band. That's what it kind of, and then also it's a nice radio I bought years ago at Michigan Radio. That's where I bought it from. He went out of business years ago. He's not in business like he used to been back years ago when I bought that radio. KCH52.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep the expenses down and this sort of thing. I just raised up an Alpha Antenna UV6. Which seems to work pretty well from 6 meter through 70 centimeter, and As a matter of fact, that's what I'm talking off of right now. And the radio that I'm actually using is a QIT TH9800. The left VFO on it is quad band. It does 10 meter, 6 meter, 2 meter, and 70 centimeter. And the right hand one is just 2 meter and 70 centimeter. But that's what you're listening to right now, is one of those.
You're doing a good job pulling over here, although you don't live too far, so you're very full quieting and into the repeater too as well. Yeah. I just the 6 meter, I used to have a halo. It's called a halo antenna. I don't know if you heard those kind of antennas before. It's square, and you could put and then a square on top, and then it got a long pole right on above it, and the halo's on top from that pole. Well, it's all in one, you know. And then you got your magma on the bottom that you put on your car. I made a few contacts on the band. I remember one year at my parents' place up north, I made a contact on 6 meters to Alaska. And down the Philippines, too. That's when the band was really hot. I mean, the soy flares were so hot. I mean, I couldn't believe that what was coming through that 6 meters when it was opened up like that. You know, they got layers of bands. They got layers like when the bands are open, and the propagation is perfect, and then the bands open all day long, which it was that day. I was impressed with that. I mean, I couldn't believe my ears. I got somebody in down the Philippines and Alaska. And anyways, it's a fun band when it's open. But you got to have patience for 6 minutes because you don't know when it's going to open, when it does open during the day or during the night, or when it's hours of the night or hours of the day when it does open, you know. But you got the advantages on 6 meters, but if this opens up, when it does open up, that's why they call it the magic band, you know.
Yeah, they do. It amazes me, it amazes me how far I can reach with that band and how well everything sounds when it's working good. So yeah, it is a lot of fun to play with. And as far as the 2 meter stuff goes here, yeah, this is a good repeater. It's the repeater itself located in Mount Clemens, and it's got two receiver sites. There's one in Warren and one up in Richmond, so you just about got the entire county covered here on this particular particular frequency, KSA-DPZ.
Roger that, there, Cliff. Yeah, it's an impressive repeater. It got links, you know, different that repeater of, I think it's at Richmond and over here, not too far where we live, about reaching that far. So it got links to both of those sites and that. And that's why a lot of people that get on it, you don't know who you talk to until you tell what the QTH is. You'd be surprised where you're talking to that far away. I talked to somebody in Lansing, this far away in Clinton Township one day, and somebody way up north I talked to too. He says, boy, it's amazing. You got that far just to talk to somebody like me and get out that far, he says.
Well, that's happening because the repeater that you and I are on right now is connected to the Central Michigan Emergency Network system of 2 meter repeaters. There are actually several of them scattered throughout the state, and they are all linked. So, yeah, you can talk over a good portion of the state of Michigan right from where you're at with no trouble whatsoever. Matter of fact, about half the state right now can hear both of us talking.
For example, you think Florida can hear us down south of Florida? You think they can hear us in different places like that?
Right now, straight up RF? Probably not, but there's at least one, if not two or three, of the repeaters that you can actually connect to using Echolink on your cell phone, and you could be anywhere in America and do it that way.
That's a great idea. That way you can contact all those places with a cell phone, then, you know, and the leaks and that, you can talk to different people on that, you know, when you want. Yeah, I really enjoy this repeater. I have it on there all the time when I turn my radio on. I'm with the Yusika Club. I used to belong to the club a long time ago. with USICA. They deal with emergency and that, USICA emergency, where they have emergency, they usually let people know in the air. I think that they do that, let people know in the air, but they usually let people know that tornadoes come in or else if there's emergency, someone broke down on the side of the road, usually that's emergency. We usually stop to help the person that is it have trouble on the side of the road, like a car broke down or something like that. But anyways, they deal with emergencies only and other things too that they deal with, you know. But I used to have been a member of the USICA a long time ago, but there's a good group of people there, and I really enjoy the club. I really miss them and all that, but anyways, when COVID came out, that's when I stopped going. My wife was going there for a while, too, with me, and we stopped going all together. I stopped going all together. I was very faithful about going there every month because of the meetings that I did. They usually had dinners there, too, also, as well. But it was pretty good. They have Christmas parties. All those clubs have all different kinds of events going on. That's what I like about USICA. They have all kinds of events going on.
Well, if you're up to joining in with another one, we're getting our feet back under us and getting moving again. The Macomb County Amateur Radio Public Service Corps. I'm a member of it, and as a matter of fact, this repeater belongs to them. And they do a lot of the same stuff that you did.
Okay, very good. Yeah. Well, I don't know yet. I still got to debate and decide if I go and join any club. It'll be the first one club I'd be attending to then. But thanks for the advice, and thanks for about the information about your club. And maybe I might just drop in and visit then one day and that, and maybe if I like it, well, I'm sure I will, because I like any amateur radio club, any place, anywhere, because I always enjoy the clubs that they have, you know, different places in metropolitan area. And, you know, I've been a ham for a long time, for many years now. It's been fun. But joining USICA club was a great, and also I joined another club years ago before I joined USICA, was the, I can't remember now. Anyways, USICA was the second club I joined. It was really good to enjoy them. Well, anyways, back to you, Cliff, KC8, CPT.
Well, one thing I can advise you to do, too, if you want to hear a whole lot of us for a little while, Sunday nights at 5 p.m., if you tune into this repeater, a whole lot of repeater networks throughout the state all get linked together for the State of Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Corps Net. And it'll run anywhere from 20 minutes to an hour. It starts at 5 p.m. And they'll exchange news on what's going on with their various local sites and stuff like that. So you can listen to them. And this one here, ours, Macomb County ARPSC, we have a net every Thursday night at 7 p.m., except for the third Thursday of the month, and that's when we actually have our in-person meeting.
Oh, okay. Sounds like a really good thing to do, to check into when you're nuts and hear this was going on at 5 o'clock Sunday evening then, too. Get all the different locations of places that, you know, of hearing what's going on and that. So it's always good to hear from different radio places, like radio clubs that tells you what goes on and that. So it's always good to go and get that information right out, because our clubs usually have like technical support, not, which is a technician that, you know, they sell and buy, they trade and all that too on Sunday nights also. And that's good. It's always good to trade and also to buy and all that too. It's like you know, like Radio Shack, where you buy something and, you know, you want to buy something from Radio Shack, but it used to be back years ago, but they went out of business a long time ago. That's why I heard about ham radio from them. But anyways, it's always good to get out there and throughout your call, let people know that you're out there and that, and have them come back, have a good conversation. It's always good to get involved with clubs too, also as well. But yes, I would do that. I would find out more about it on Sunday nights and also Thursdays. I'll probably end up checking into your net there on Thursday night at 7.
Well, good. Look forward to hearing you. They do run under the directed net. And so, they got a specified sequence of calls. Just sit there and listen. And when the call-in description fits you, like say stations between 14 and 20 mile road or something like that, when the description fits you, that's when you check in. And usually what it is, the way they do the net is they'll pose a question. Like the last one we had, that was last week, because our meeting was last night. No, not last night, night before. But last week's net, the question was, can you find your way around the county using just the address and stuff like that, If your, cell service went out, how would you get around? Do you know how to use paper maps, all that kind of stuff?
Not really sure about the I like to learn, but I don't know. I'd probably get lost if I use a map of a paper map, though, like you said there, Cliff. but it's always good to learn and get something out of that, too. Get all the info that I could get out of your meetings. That if I run into one of them and I hear from them, the people that do check in there now, they could get more information from them like you're giving me now, But anyways, Cliff, I'll let you go now, and I'm going to check out here. I'm a say 73 student, my friend, and you have a great weekend, okay, my friend? And God bless you. As is KCBT, I'll be clear.
All righty, Don. Good chatting with you. Good meeting with you. Look forward to hearing you on the net. And with that, I will say 73s and all the other good numbers to you as well, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. KFA, DBZ, clear and monitoring.
Connected to CMN Network.
CMATAD, monitoring.
Good afternoon, 1300 hours, cloudy, 33 degrees.
This is KFA of QN listening.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon, 1400 hours, cloudy, 34 degrees. connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees.
KEAWUO.
Hello.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees. Connected to CMN Network.
KEAWUO.
You're connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network.
WACD.
Good evening. 1800 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees.
Oh my God, I'm cringing. KFASQM, sorry about that.
Yourself, or did you do that with the help of a computer? WAZ.
WCB, mind you?
KYNU, this is WCV. Good evening to you. Hey, if that's your new radio, it sounded pretty good. I hope your day went pretty good as well.
It is, actually. It went well, thankfully. Smoother than what I was thinking, but glad to be over. We got one more left.
Well, I'm happy for you in that way, especially when you go in and it's like, oh boy, it's going to be one of these days. I'm glad for the end result there, but I'm glad for the result there on your radio. It sounds real good. Good modulation, good clear signal into the repeater.
Good. I got kind of the basic setup right now. I haven't done any mounting and just only have like a handful of channels in it right now, but just wanted to see if it worked and kind of go from there. I did some of the code plug for it today on my downtime, so I got a lot done. Now I just have to push it to the radio.
Connected to CMN Network.
Well, at least that saves you some time. Like I said, it gives you a little bit of lead time there. You got all the behind-the-scenes work done, kind of the tedious stuff, I guess, and now you can put it in the radio and build as you go and run with it from there.
Yeah, now to see if the DMR end of it works. Thankfully, the system that it uses, I'm very familiar with it, so hopefully everything's put in there right, and I guess we'll find out here later on, and find out tomorrow.
Yeah, I was, with you were texting me earlier, you said it was similar to the TYT, so I mean, hey, you're familiar with that, and, the kind of the ins and outs of that, building that, putting it together. So that's pretty good. I'm taking it, kind of has like a program to download that stuff, kind of like the PYC, or did you have to do a lot of that manually?
It's got its own software. The software is like super, it's very, very easy to use. BridgeCom set it up. Their system is pretty easy to use, pretty straightforward. So a lot of that stuff I have to look up and do, but it's not horrible. I actually found an old code plug for the TYC that you've got, so I just kind of copied and pasted and moved and adjusted and stuff with that, so it seems to work.
That's great. I'm glad for you. Well, like I say, I guess you can build on it some more tonight. Of course, you've got a couple of days off. Man, you've got to be tired. I'm sitting there thinking, when you signed off last night, told me you've been up since 3:00 and you've been to the meeting. I thought, man, he's gonna fall asleep in his chair, and that's gonna be it. But you've just stayed busy there, I guess.
Yeah, I stayed up until about 11 o'clock working on this. We had to run to the store and a couple of errands, and so I just finished it up, finished the downloading up, and then got it plugged in and put in just a handful of channels, analog channels, and then worked on the rest of it today.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Like I say, at least it gives you, it gives you the dual band analog and also the DMR side as well. Of course, that's, that's just what you need specifically for your use, and especially it'll work well in the car. And it's good to have a handheld, but good to have a mobile in that having that capability as well. So I think it's It's a win-win for you. MWCV.
What'd you get, Dave?
I ended up getting the Anytone that I sent to their Wally.
Did you get the Pro or the, what was the other one? I can't remember. WAVD.
Yeah, it's the nice one with all the bells and whistles and stuff. And it paid a little extra for it, but it's worth it.
So you ended up with the plot. Well, good for you. All you guys back at it. I heard you talking. I'm just curious which one you ended up with.
Yeah, appreciate the input there, and so definitely happy with the radio. Just gotta finish it up. Hopefully, get the DMR end of it figured out and done upright. So I guess I'll find out later.
Okay, you need some help. You got my number.
Alrighty, I appreciate that. Thanks, Wally.
WAVD clear.
WAVD, see you, Wally, and I hope you have a good rest of the weekend there. But it sounds like a good radio for you there, David. And like I say, I'm glad you were able to get that and. Again, I think it's very useful to you.
Yeah, I think so. It's got GPS on it. I can run APRS on it, easy. There's all sorts of nice things to it, so I'm looking forward to getting it all finished up and mounted. I just got to figure out where I want to mount it.
Yeah, that'll come. I mean, at least where you're at in your schedule now, it's not like you just got the Monday off and then the Tuesday work and Wednesday, at least you got a couple of days break to kind of tackle the project and figure it out, program it. Get it mounted and such where you want it, but I'm sure in that part of it will come together too.
Yeah, I've been eyeballing a couple of mounts on the website. On the sorry, my brain's not working today. It's been a long day. I've been eyeballing some mounts that I may look at. Thought about putting it up on the dash, but I just don't want it up there, especially if, it doesn't look right, ergonomically it's not right, so we'll do some more looking here and price things out. I may put it where the old radio was.
Yeah, that would probably be best. You definitely don't want to let it up to where it's seen through the window. You want it down where it's kind of out of the way. And I would agree with you. Probably where your other radio was. But like you say, I think how you do it. You kind of map it out, plan it out. See what's available as far as mounting and systematically put it together. Comes into the place there.
Yeah, for sure. So, how was your day? What did you guys end up doing?
We've had a pretty good day here. Really haven't done a whole lot. I listened to the radio, the radio today. I heard a good QSO on this repeater earlier. In fact, I think one of our newer members was encouraging, kind of pointing someone towards ARPSP, and the gentleman said he's hoping to check in on the net, but yeah, it was good to see. So I think it was Darren and another guy that were talking. And, good to do so, and like I said, he was kind of pointing toward the ARPSC, so hopefully hear a new call sign. I didn't get all of his call signs. It was, I think it started as a KCH, if I'm not mistaken. I'm in AWCD.
Hey, YNU. Yeah, well, that's good. That's good. I like to hear that, and word of mouth is a good way get the word out, get people interested, so I'm liking that, definitely. Looking forward to Skywarn, like I said, we're going to try to bring some of the Go Kids here to the Skywarn class to kind of show things off and maybe give us a little bit of advertising.
I think that would be a good time to advertise it, absolutely, especially, with Skywarn class and, other potential possibilities, radio uses there, whether it's in the pre planning or warning part of it, up till even the hopefully you never have to use it, and the after effect of the severe weather. So I think it's good that you're bringing them there, and I think that's great. Again, there's another opportunity there to advertise the group too.
Okay, we'll see how it goes. I'm just talking to people at work and trying to get some interest there in ARPSB and Skywarn and ham radio and different things. So. Hopefully, we might have some people from work jumping on at least the Skywarn end of it.
I think it'd be a good idea. Absolutely, and many years ago, it's interesting that Skywarn's always been offered, by the county here. But I remember years ago. A couple of us from Shelby went to a Skywarn class that the college put on. I thought, again, same type of class, but, why not? I mean, people in the field there, it's your employment, would benefit from it.
Yeah, I think so. There's a lot that are interested in weather and, being out on the road, and, they're concerned, and so it kind of, puts the concerns, minimizes, the concerns, and, helps them out as well while they're on the road.
I would agree with that. I would agree. So we'll hopefully, get a good turnout, whether it's amateur radio operators or other amateur radio clubs or public safety employees, whatever the case is. I think it's great. I'm kind of surprised it's not more than one class here, but we'll take what we can get, I guess.
Right, exactly. Well, Dan, I am home, I'll hop off here. But appreciate the good conversation on the way north, and hopefully you guys have a good night. Enjoy your evening, stay warm, and if you need anything, don't hesitate to reach out.
Thanks, we appreciate it very much. And if you need us also, let us know. But long day for you, long weekend. We'll let you head on in and get warmed up, sit back and relax. some dinner. Enjoy your family there, and we'll let you head inside. But thanks for the ride along. Good conversation tonight. Tell everyone hello, and 73 is the name of you and the family, and we'll catch you down the page. NAWCB will be clear on your pilot.
Sounds good, yeah, sounds good. Enjoy your evening. Tell Bob we said hi. 73. You need your mom. You need
Y N U R O, N A W R O, N A B D R on W A H N A C.
You're connected to CMN Network.
This is KF8CDK monitoring.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees.
NHWRO, NHWRO. This is NHBZR on the 7.2.
Connected to CMN Network.
This is NHBZR testing a new antenna on 7.2. Anybody got a copy?
NHBZR, this is KF8DBZ. I got you. It's going in pretty good. There's a little background sizzle going on, but that could be conditions or anything like that. Sound good? Very readable.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't catch your call sign. I had the volume down. I'm bouncing around this room here trying to get this in vehicle to work over.
KF8TPZ. It's good, Brian. You're doing all right there.
Oh, good. Okay. Hey, thanks for coming back to me, man. Yeah, I just built a Ipong J-pole, and I got it on the Discord, and just stuck it in the PVC pipe that I was just checking it out. Man, this DNA thing is amazing. I think everybody should have one. They're awesome for $50, you know what I mean? Over.
Maybe at some point in the future for me, just not right now. But yeah, you just put the, I saw the picture. I thought that was pretty cool. And I'm glad you got to put it together and up and running. Like I said, seems to be doing all right.
All right, well, that's good. Thanks for coming back. Okay, this is 73. This is NHBZR. Back to work.
Hey, Whiskey.
All right, copy that, Brian. 73 to you too. Have fun. This is KFATBZ, clear and monitoring.
Lima A, Whiskey, Julia, Lima.
Go ahead, Jay.
A, Whiskey, Julia, Lima. November, Whiskey, Julia, Lima.
Go ahead, Jay. Channel's all yours.
Can you hear? Where are you located?
NHWJL. This is N8 Bravo Zulu Romeo. I'm located in Mount Clemens, over.
Oh, okay. thought this repeater was low. Where is this repeater located? I thought it was in Finley or something. Finley, Finley, Michigan or something like that.
Yeah, it's in Michigan. It's in Mount Clemens. I've talked to you before on it. Oh, no, this is a different repeater I'm talking to you on. Yeah, this is a 7.2. It's located someplace in Mount Clemens.
Oh, okay. Okay. My baby, man. I guess I need that. Is this repeater located in Mount Clemens? I guess I can probably pull it in. I turn my beam that way, I must be coming in on the back of it.
Yeah, you're starting to increase the signal right now. You're starting to sound a little bit better. Go ahead.
Yeah. Can you go to 147-200 machine?
This is the 147-200, over.
I must be going through and do another repeater because I'm on 146780.
Oh, brother.
He's repeated our link.
All right, thank you.
What's 14778? Which repeater is that one, over?
14780.
I think 14780 is the land cruise machine, over, and their repeater is way up in Troy somewhere. It's in Troy, T-R-O-Y, Troy.
Oh, brother. Okay.
Not the land cruise. This is the network has been announcing over the last several weeks, the Central Michigan Network. You can go to their website. You can figure out exactly which repeater you're on, Jay. The one gentleman happens to be on the Mount Clemens 147.2, but you are on one of the Central Michigan repeaters. And if you go to w8cmn.com, you can figure out exactly which one you're on.
Thanks, Sean.
Right, according to this, Jay, you were on the Fenton machine. 146780 is Fenton. So, there you go. All right, guys. Take care. W8FP.
Yeah, thanks, Sean. That's awesome. NABZR, 73 is Jay's, NABZR clear.
W8FUK, 4ZYQ. Yeah, Sean, I just thought I'd ask real quick. Did you happen to go to the Livonia swap, and how did it turn out? And was there, do you have any success finding or selling anything?
No, I did not, Coach. I went to breakfast this morning. We had a pretty small turnout. And then I had some hardware store house stuff I had to do, and then I had a couple other things I had to do, some shopping. So my day was pretty much filled with just mundane stuff. So. But I am eating some nachos here, just supplemented. I'm eating some leftovers and supplemented with meat and cheese nachos. So my fingers are kind of greasy and holding the microphone kind of weird because of this. I'm going to get back to the nachos and finish up with that. W8FP.
Yep, 7-3, thanks for coming back. And one of these days I'll meet you at the breakfast when the weather is warmer and I can get out to that breakfast area. I just hope I don't destroy your image of your facial, the image of what you put in your mind when you talk to the people, you get an idea of what somebody might look like. And no, I'm not the son of Rodney Dangerfield. KE4Z will like you clear.
No, I got a pretty good mental image of you. I'm picturing Paul Newman in his prime. All right, catch you later. W8FU.
Yeah, thanks for making my day. KE4Z will like you clear.
You're connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 20:00 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network.
KE8JXL.
Good evening, 23 hours, cloudy, 30 degrees. Connected to CMN Network.